this baby? Through the eyes, I guess, of the wise men, the Magi. Who is this baby? And normally, we do lots of readings out of Luke at Christmas, because I guess you'd call Luke the romantic. He tells us about Elizabeth. Then he tells us about Mary. Then he tells us about Joseph. Then he tells us about the journey on the donkey and the census. Then he tells us that there's no room in the inn. Then he tells us about the angels and the shepherds, and we've got a couple of chapters about the birth of Jesus. With Matthew, no shepherds, no angels, no manger, no inn, no donkey. Just two verses. At the end of chapter 1, if we could have the next slide, please, John. She gave birth to a son, that's Mary, and he, Joseph, gave him the name Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of Herod, Magi. And that's really as much as we get on the actual birth of Jesus. Matthew is cold, hard facts. There's no romance in Matthew's telling of the story. He gives us the name Jesus, which means, I think somebody said, Saviour, Rescuer, Deliverer. And he gives us place, Bethlehem, because it fulfills a prophecy that Micah had made, that the Saviour, the Messiah, would come from Bethlehem. A tiny town, a place that was insignificant. For those of us who hold South Molton dear and think, oh, you know, hardly, you know, when you go somewhere else in the country, no one's heard of it. God knows about South Molton because God knew about Bethlehem. It was a little place. You're the least, but out of you's coming a Saviour. And then Matthew gives us the time. He tells us that Herod was still on the throne. His response to being duped by the Magi is horrific. And Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus become refugees, or the child, young child, the toddler Jesus, become refugees. A flight, and they make a flight. It says a flight, but it's not a flight, aeroplane flight. It's a flight, as in they run away to Egypt. A journey that was made all the more pleasurable, I'm sure, by the gifts of the Magi. And both of those things fulfill Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah, that Jesus is fulfilling all of what the Old Testament says about Messiah. I think that was the third. Yes, you're on there. Well done. Thank you. If you were sending somebody a gift that was symbolic of South Molton, what would you send? You can answer this question. Honey from the honey farm. Oh, there we go. Look, some clues going on there. Milky or chocolates. Maybe some of you don't know we've got a chocolate factory. Venison. Lamb. Joints of lamb. Stuff made out of wool, perhaps. What else did I write here? Oh, cheese made locally. Pheasant. Surely pheasant. We must have a lot of spare pheasants knocking about. Art by local artists and craftspeople. All sorts of things that we could give to somebody that represents South Molton. Now, I kept three of these up here, not because I wanted a little nibble and wanted to save the best for me, but the next three slides are where, if you got these things, where have they come from? Can we have the next slide, please, John? Where's it come from? Which country?
Holland.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I'm not doing the hands up and let me pick you thing. Okay, ready with the next one? And if you can do a specific location. Yeah. Which part of Germany? Thank you. Well caught. The Black Forest. One of the adults tell the children what it is. It's a cuckoo clock, very famous in the Black Forest, which is in Germany, on the Swiss border, I think. So you weren't wrong, but I had an answer I was looking for. This next one should be easy. Oh, first shout was down there, sorry. Australia, well done. It's a boomerang used as a weapon. It should fly around and fly back if you miss. If you hit, great. If you've knocked out the kangaroo or whatever it was you were trying to knock out. So if Edam cheese wrapped in that red wax comes from, and cuckoo clocks come from the Black Forest in Germany, and if boomerangs come from Australia, the three gifts that were bought by the wise men, the Magi, the three kings, got almost as many names as Jesus, where do they come from? Can we have the next slide, please, John? There they are. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Myrrh is the knobbly one at the top. Gold bars. Frankincense is the one on the right that would be burned. And myrrh is a resin from which you can make oil, smelly stuff. Well, let's have the next slide and then maybe see where they come from. They come from countries 1, 2, and 3 on there, which are Oman and Yemen. I can't remember the other one. They are all in Saudi Arabia, or the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. Arabia's gold mines were famous in ancient times. Frankincense was tapped from trees, as was myrrh, the resin that comes out when you make a sort of a V-shaped cut in a tree, makes the resin for those things. So it takes a lot of work to produce a very small amount. Now I know that you've probably heard many, many sermons about the significance of these three gifts, what they mean and represent. And I don't want to ignore that, but I think they do give us a clue that it's likely that the wise men from the east may well have come from the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. And these are valuable gifts, gifts that would have been given to a king. So these wise men are telling us that the baby that they were visiting was a king. Barry shared with me 2 years ago a story, which I believe I've already shared with you, but I want to remind you of a couple of friends of his called Donald and Morag. And they were missionaries in that area. In the area of 3, right where that red line, the red lines on the map are trade routes. So it's quite likely that that left-hand line on the Saudi Peninsula and then the right-hand turn was the journey that the wise men took. Okay, can we have the next slide, please, John? And there we've got that bottom tip, there's Yemen, and that's a city called Sana. And that's where Donald and Morag were missionaries, Presbyterian missionaries. Donald taught English, Morag was a nurse. Donald heard on the grapevine a story that one of the villages near Sana had some pre-Islamic knowledge. I can't quite remember, is it about the 8th century, I think, is pre-Islamic knowledge? So they had some older knowledge even than that, or is it the 4th century? I can't remember. So very old knowledge. And they were intrigued, so they decided to visit the village. They had to get permission from the elders as foreigners, as it were, to come into the village. And it was nearly Christmas by the time they received the permission and they were allowed to go to the village. So when they arrived, Donald asked if he could read the nativity story to them, the Christian nativity from the Injil, that's the Gospels in Arabic. And so he spoke to them in Arabic, but he didn't get very far with the story before he was interrupted. "We know this story," said the elders. Donald was amazed. In a Muslim country, and asked how it was possible that these Muslims could know the story of the Christian Nativity. And one of the elders said to him, "In your book, you will tell us of the wise men who came from the east and brought to the baby Jesus, who they call Issa, their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and how they were warned to go back to their homeland a different way. So they came south, and they came to our village. And they told all the people in the village the story you have in your holy book. And those elders have passed that story down from one generation to the next, and we are passing it on to the next generation ever since the wise men visited." Now, it's one thing for Jews like Matthew to be telling us this was a special baby, but for Muslims, for unbelieving pagans to be doing so, means he really is a very special baby. Go to the next slide, please, John. Here's a picture from the story. It says, Herod called the Magi, the wise men, to see him in secret. So how come we know about it? We know about it because those wise men told people afterwards about their secret meeting with Herod. How could Matthew know what was said between them and Herod unless the Magi themselves had been the first tellers of the story to the Jews? And if they were actually wise men from a different area, sometimes people think Babylonia, where were the Jews exiled to? Babylon. There would have been Jews in Babylon still. Or if they'd come south, there were Jews, there are still groups of Jews in the Yemen today. Those Magi were the first people, if you like, who, how lovely, on the mountains, on the desert, are the feet of those who bring good news. They were bringing the good news, those Magi. Can we have the next slide, please, John? So there they were, telling the news, travelling home on their journey. Then we read, they opened their treasures and presented him with those gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These gifts tell us that Jesus, and not just that he was a king, but their emotions and actions tell us that Jesus was God. In verse 10 it says, they were overjoyed when they saw the star. Think about the long journeys that you'll have to make over Christmas and the fact that you'll be overjoyed when you see the house that you're travelling to or you see the sign that says, welcome to the town that you're visiting. Or for me as a child, when I was travelling from Brighton to down to Devon to come on holiday, that first moment of seeing the sea. Because when you've come along the coast, you've seen the sea, and then you travel inland, and you spend about 100 miles nowhere near the sea. And then finally you see it again, and it's great. Oh, there's the sea! Holiday! When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. Yeah, there it is! We're nearly there. When they saw the child, they bowed down and worshipped him. You bow to a king, but you worship God. Can we have the next slide, please, John? Solomon, who was the original son of David, if you like, built a temple. And he covered the Holy of Holies, as he covered much, which was the place where God dwelt, God's presence was, where the ark was. He covered it with gold. And what they burned on the altar was frankincense. And myrrh was the key ingredient from which they made the oil with which they anointed all the priests who worked in the temple. These three gifts point to all sorts of things, but they tell us something about this baby, that he was God. The Magi begin their story by telling us that they have seen the star. And they ask Herod, Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? Well, he was prophesied in the Old Testament as one who would not just be the king of one nation, but a king for many nations. If you want to read it, you can find it in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. By the fact that these three foreigners came, it confirms to us that Jesus was not just king and God for the Jews, but for all the nations. Can we have the next slide, please, John? Here's the baddie in the story, the evil character. He's not the wicked stepmother, unfortunately, but it's that sort of character, Herod. But I'd like you perhaps to think of Herod, not in a nice way, because he wasn't nice, but maybe to see something positive about Herod. In verse 4 of the reading, Matthew 2, 1 to 12, Herod says, "Where is the Christ or Messiah to be born?" In other words, he believes that a Messiah is coming. And having found out that it's Bethlehem, he calls the Magi to meet him secretly. They're following the star, these Magi. They don't know where they're going. Their journey's a bit like Abraham, who was called to go with no idea where he was going. And they follow this star with no idea where the journey's going to take them. It is Herod who says to them, "I've had a word with my scribes and my historians, and we have discovered that this baby is going to be born in Bethlehem." Then he does his nasty bit by saying, "So you go there and find where he is, then come back and tell me so I can go and him." He's not very nice, but I tell you, he's got faith. A strange sort of faith, and maybe not the sort of faith that we would perhaps think was that wonderful, but he believes that a Messiah is going to be born. In all of these things that tell us about this baby, I haven't even mentioned the next slide, John, is Jesus' birth is marked by something in the cosmos. In the very beginning of creation, the stars are given signs. Here was a sign. Here was God saying. So as we outsiders, we're not Jews. We're Gentiles. We listen to Matthew. The presence and significance of the Magi and Herod, they are also Gentiles. Herod wasn't a Jew, he was an Edomite. The story tells us that we are welcome into the presence of God and that Jesus' birth has significance for us. Can we have the next slide, please, John? The gifts at the birth tell us that Jesus is a king. The gifts and the star tell us that Jesus is God. And the name and place of his birth, along with Herod's faith, tell us that Jesus is Messiah, the one God is sending to bring justice and peace to the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Can we go to the last slide, please, John? The Magi, we're told at the very end of the reading, that they returned home by another route. Will you? If you came today as a cynic, but found a saviour, will you engage with Jesus and return home by another route? If you came simply as a visitor, but found today a home, will you trust Jesus and go home different by another route? If you came for traditions and carols and all the nice Christmassy stuff, but found a truth, let the reality of Jesus take you home different by another route. If you came expecting nothing but found something, don't let Jesus go. Look at the life of this baby and return. Spend your life following a different route. If you came as an outsider, but found that somehow this baby was born for you, that you were included. Will you return home today in a different route, with a different perspective? Maybe you came for a baby. Well, if you did, I hope you found a beginning and that you can return with Jesus to a different direction in life. Because Jesus is the gift, God's Son, who came to live and die that we might live. I want to encourage you to get to know this baby. The worship team are going to sing to us something about